Well, my next guest is no stranger to the full contact sport of politics, you know, in your grill politics. He's been on the front lines, was a member of Congress in the state of Florida. He is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Colonel, welcome to the program.
Steve, thank you for having me, and a Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Florida, obviously a big, important state for the 2020 election. And just one quick note on that. I think Donald Trump moving to Florida moves the needle at least one percentage point in his favor and basically takes Florida off the map as far as being a contested state for the Democrats in 2020. I think they could waste all the resources they want there, and Donald Trump wins Florida. You're there. You live there. What do you think?
Well, actually, I moved to Dallas, Texas 5 years ago, but I'm still very familiar with what's going on down there in Florida. And I will tell you that, there in the West Palm Beach area, in Palm Beach County, it does help that the president is now a resident in Florida. But you still have to be concerned about the mass exodus of people leaving New York and New Jersey, coming down I-95, going into Florida. And some of those people still hold on to the failed ideologies and the reasons why they left those states.
Well, living in Texas, you see the same problem, don't you? Coming from California, yeah, and Oregon and Washington, people flooding into Texas because they want lower taxes, but they hang on, as you put it, to the failed ideologies, Colonel. How do you protect the state against that, ideologically speaking?
Well, you're right. And what we see happening in many of our successful red states, like Texas, is that people are coming in from those failed places, California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, and they're coming here because of those right economic policies for growth, opportunity, prosperity, and they're concentrating around the major population centers. And that's the problem we have here in Texas, is that down the I-35 corridor, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, now even kind of happening in Waco, thanks to Chip and Joanna, but Houston and El Paso, you know, this is where a lot of the leftism is congregating, and also on the major university campuses, such as the University of Texas. So what we have to be able to do is get our messages back into the these urban centers of, you know, economic growth and prosperity, small business entrepreneurship, quality education. And we also have to start talking to the minority communities about, you know, faith and family and better opportunities as well, because that's where we see the greatest amount of failure of the left's policies. And, you know, you can see that in Michigan,
sure,
there in Detroit.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here with the state. Colonel, as you look at the African-American vote, obviously something you're very well acquainted with, but I see reports trickling out that the support for the president is quietly increasing in the African-American community. And everybody knows that if Democrats can't hold 90% or better of the African-American voting population, their time in office is doomed. I mean, if the president continues to do well with that community, he's going to win in a landslide like no other.
You're absolutely right. And if you go back to 2016, remember when the president said in Charlotte, North Carolina, to the black community, what did you have to lose? And he was absolutely correct. When you look at the Great Society programs of Lyndon Johnson all the way up to today, the policies of the progressive socialist left, Democrat Party, they have done nothing to promote growth, opportunity, and prosperity in the black community. You know, I was born and raised in the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia, in 1961. When I was born, the two-parent household in the black community was close to 77%. Today is 24%. And you can trace that back to the policies of the left. So President Trump has come along. You see black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, record lows. You see opportunity zones. You see criminal justice reform. You see him looking at, you know, how he can help support historic black colleges and universities that are failing. But contrast that with Barack Obama. You saw that, you know, black unemployment was increasing.
Right.
One of the first things that Obama did in office in April 2009 was to cancel the D.C. school voucher program for deserving young minority kids. But yet he sent his to Sitwell Friends, a prestigious, you know, institution. That's where he sent his daughters.
Of course he did.
So, yeah.
Of course he did, because, you know, they say one thing, they do something different, Colonel. There's no question about that. Let me ask you this. What's at stake, in your opinion, here in 2020?
The future of this constitutional republic is at stake, and I will tell you that all you need to do is look at what is happening in Virginia right now. You know that Virginia, the left won the state house and the state senate. The first thing they're talking about doing is gun control legislation. You have Democrat members of the state house assembly there saying that they'll use the National Guard to go in and confiscate and take weapons away from law-abiding legal gun owners. That's why 2020 is about the future of this constitutional republic, and that microcosm that you see happening in Virginia. When you look at the failures of California, look at the homeless situation, the economic situation, California last year lost close to 200,000 people in population. For the first time, California is looking at losing a congressional district. So people are fleeing these failed policies, but we've got to get them to understand, Steve, that don't carry those policies to places of success.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's interesting. Virginia's massive gun control move with a governor who was, you know, if he was a Republican, he'd been run out of office in 24 hours for the blackface Ku Klux Klan pictures, no question. But Virginia will become it'll become exhibit number one for people who said, we told you so about gun control and Democrats all these years. You don't have to wonder about it anymore. Here's what they will do if they are in power. And I think that's going to turn a lot of people off. You're going to watch it happen in real time. Where can people find out what you're doing? I know you're part of the Committee to Defend the President Super PAC, Colonel. Where else can people keep up with everything that you have going on?
Sure. My personal website is called The Old School Patriot. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter there. And I'm also running to be the state chairman for the Republican Party of Texas. And you can follow me at west4texas.com, west4texas.com.
Well, Colonel, always a pleasure having you here. Appreciate you stopping in. Look forward to talking to you. As you say, I believe and I agree with you, by the way. What's up for grabs? What's at stake in 2020? My answer is everything. Everything.
Yep.
Colonel, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. You take care.
There you have it. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here on the program, former member of Congress from Florida, living in Texas, and a patriot, a guy who's out there fighting for the president every single day. And how do you argue with the jobs and the broadening of the movement and the trade deals and the judges? Everything that's been accomplished thus far, hard to argue with. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.